Thanks for starting your day with BYU Idaho Radio. I'm Ted Drinkwater with your morning headlines for Thursday, March 21st, 2024. Local musicians will perform an Easter concert on Sunday. Student reporter Brianna Latouche has the story.
In celebration of the Easter season, members of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints will perform a free concert this Sunday in Rexburg. This Sunday at Madison High School Performing Arts Center, members of the Rexburg Stake and the Rexburg East Stake are coming together to perform the Easter concert.
This was probably about 9 months ago that I approached some of the individuals in our stake, in our stake presidency. I'm on our high council in our stake and responsible for music. And so I approached them and asked if there would be, you know, a desire, a willingness to build out a stake-wide music program.
That was Peter Lamb. He serves as a high counselor in the Rexburg stake. Lamb approached members of the Rexburg East Stake and faculty members from BYU Idaho, Paul Busselberg and Susan Nymoyer, to perform in the concert. A big help for the concert came when they were looking for a place to perform.
As we talked more and more about it, we thought, you know, there's probably not a venue that can seat as many people very comfortably, you know, and with great acoustics as the high school performing arts auditorium.
Lamb approached the Madison County School District, and they were willing to let them use the auditorium and practice in classrooms.
Part of the intent that we had behind the program was that it would be open to the community, right? That it would be non-denominational in nature, and that it would be a celebration at Easter time for anyone interested in participating or attending.
Both the Rexburg Stake and the Rexburg East Stake collaborated time, money, and effort to make this concert come alive and help everyone feel welcome. Again, the concert is this Palm Sunday. Doors open at 6:30 p.m. and the concert is from 7:30 to 8:30 p.m. For BYU Idaho Radio, I'm Brianna Latouche.
Fremont County is going to need a new sheriff. After 16 years of service, Sheriff Len Humphreys is stepping down and will not seek re-election. Humphreys hails from Eugene and is currently in his fourth term. The 68-year-old and his wife plan to spend their time visiting family. According to East Idaho News, Humphreys says his proudest accomplishment is the number of officers he has employed and how they serve the community. He adds he will miss most his co-workers and his interactions with the community. Humphreys is set to retire at the end of the year. Idaho State Police troopers are investigating a crash on Interstate 84 in Canyon County. ISP says on Monday evening, a 66-year-old man from New Plymouth was traveling west in a 1999 Ford F-350 pickup pulling a Star horse trailer. The pickup hit an impact attenuator and the driver lost control, hitting the median barrier, then a signal on the right shoulder. The driver was wearing a seatbelt and was unharmed. The westbound lane was closed for about 2 hours following the crash. ISP received help from the Canyon County Sheriff's Office, the Canyon County's paramedics, and the Idaho Transportation Department. The crash remains under investigation. Thanks for joining me this morning. These have been your morning headlines for Thursday, March 21st, 2024. You can catch more news, interviews, and great content on this podcast feed. Just ask Alexa, Google, or Siri to play the latest BYU Idaho Radio podcast, or listen to us for free on your favorite podcast app. I'm Ted Drinkwater, and this is BYU Idaho Radio.